1110. Once the ceremony was over, Alfonso returned to his duties as king. He began by establishing order in Galician lands, but although he had the support of the bourgeois and merchants of the western kingdoms, he was soon confronted by the nobles and the Castilian-Leonese high clergy, precisely those who had seen with good eyes his marriage with Urraca and who considered him the only one capable of defending them from the Almoravids who had already defeated them in Uccles, 1109, although these had not attacked their lands for 2 years now. More and more revolts arose, and his Castilian enemies even managed to get the pontiff to intervene in the fall of 1110 and annul the marriage, arguing that they were relatives. Alfonso not only did not recognize the nullity, but also managed to defeat the Castilian nobles in Candespina in October of this same year. King Alfonso went to all the battlefronts. When he managed to put some order in Leon, Castile, and Galicia, he went to reconquer the city of Zaragoza, which had been occupied by Almoravid Muslims. But to reconquer it was not easy at all, as it happened to his admirer Charlemagne, who tried in his day and had to desist. And the same happened to King Alfonso, who had no choice but to retreat with his army to Ecija. During the retreat, Alfonso murmured, "This time it has not been possible, but next time I'll get it." And for that, he thought about asking Gaston for help.